Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How's everything going with you?
I'm very good today, having a very good day. The sun is shining. My heart is beating. My dog is licking my foot. I mean, who can ask for more, guys?
Yeah. You're just like living the life right now. Well, that's very exciting
for
you.
I sure am.
The only thing that could make it better would be if you were just maybe on a luxury yacht doing all those same things, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that really makes me feel good in life, which is probably why I love recapping Bravo shows, is just anger and stuff. And so I love watching somebody lose their mind slowly. Mm. And that's the chef. I'm just loving watching the chef spin out of control on Below Deck. It fills my heart with such joy. It's like watching cute little kitten videos on the internet for me, you know, just watching someone lose it.
Yeah. Watching a kitten thinking they got their life together, but there's actually a pot that's on fire behind the kitten. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like mental breakdown tourism.
I mean, half the reason to watch Below Deck is to watch a chef just crumble over the course of a season. I mean, that's the whole point, right? They just lose their minds because they're all crazy. And this guy's been crazy since the beginning. He's been trying to sell us on this idea that he just had this crazy anxiety bout on the first episode, but everything's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. No, it will not be. He's a crazy person, and he's going to continue doing crazy things.
Yeah, love it. Warmth in my heart, Ben. That's what I feel, okay?
Yeah. So let's dive into it, okay? So the speaking of the chef, we open up the big cliffhanger last week was that they're all out to dinner, and Matt's like, you know, you wouldn't speak to me, Lexi, you know, and you're not the person I'd speak to either, okay, Lexi? And it's supposed to be like, dun, dun, dun. Like, is this going to start a fight? Because, like, it's sort of rude what he's saying. Like, what are the implications of what he's saying? What is going to happen? And
okay, and I'll tell you what happened. Something that happens every season. Every week you start realizing you don't like somebody on this show because everybody is starting anew every season, right? Pretty much everybody. So they come on and they're super nice and they're like, you're like, hey, you know, it's our first day at work. I'm just going to give them a chance, not judge them too hard, you know? And then slowly but surely you're like, that person's an asshole.
Yeah.
and that's one of the fun things about Below Deck. Well, what's with this? First of all, I'm writing down that his name is Larry, and I already know that that's not true, but doesn't Lloyd look like a Larry? I mean, I know that they're two L names, but he gives me Larry vibes. So Larry, in that conversation, goes, when you get people that clash, then it causes carnage. I'm like, oh, great. So you're the obvi. You're the obvi statement maker of the season. Lloyd, be quiet and stop your rapping and dancing around.
Okay? Yeah, are you saying that Lloyd looks like Larry or Matt looks like Larry?
He doesn't look like him. He's Lloyd. I'm just saying Lloyd is like such a Larry.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He gives off Larry vibes, right?
Yeah, well, my dad is Larry and he also has a mustache. Oh, so it's because I thought at first you were saying Matt was a Larry. I was like, My go-to for a Larry has a mustache. So the fact that you said it was actually Lloyd is the Larry, that actually works for
me.
Yeah,
Lloyd.
Yeah, although I went Lloyd to Hebrew school with a guy named Larry, and he was a very different kind of Larry. And I actually have a friend named Larry out here who's a very, very different kind of Larry. So there's really a whole world of Larrys out there.
Well, Larry's a pretty typical name, so I can't say he's like every Larry. I'm saying like the stereotypical Larry.
I'm every Larry. It's on a knee.
That's what he should be singing in his little song sections where he's like, hey, yo, 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 everybody, everybody, yo, yo, yo. Yeah, just sing I'm every Larry.
Well,
that's all
I
need from you, sir.
Lloyd used to be called Larry because every time they cut to him, it's always some other fantastical story about like, well, there was one time I was training to be in competitive penny farthing racing and it worked really well until I fell off and I broke my elbow and had to be escorted to the hospital where it turns out Meghan Markle was was delivering her baby in the very next room. And actually, I became a royal because of that, because they liked me so much. It's like, what is this story? How did this happen? How has every single story happened to Lloyd / Larry?
But you gave him like such an important story because he became a royal at the end. His stories are like, you know, one time I heard music and I was actually going to be a surfboarder, and then I got a stub on my toe. It was an amazing day. Like, why are they using footage to tell me this?
I know. Larry? And let's be honest, we all know that all of his stories ended with him having books thrown at his head, like when he was at the car dealership. Well, I fell off the penny farthing, and then I was next to Meghan Markle, and I said, could I be royal? And then actually what really happened was that I didn't become royal. Instead, everyone just threw books at my head and transferred me to a different hospital.
Larry vibes. So we start where we left off, as you were trying to say before I went into Larry mode. And Matt, just to repeat a little, Matt's like, well, you wouldn't speak to me, and you're not the person that I would speak to. And Courtney goes, Americans are so dramatic. You're like, very dramatic.
And then Matt does this like annoying thing where he goes, I think in the fifth charter, we're going to hate each other the most. That's when it's going to be. I hate when people do that, when they like are predicting that, like, there'll be a fight to almost perhaps like relieve some sort of tension, or I don't know what it is. It's like some weird thing that people do, and it's like, oh, I didn't have a bad feeling, but now I'm starting to think I will have a bad feeling towards you.
Well, they already hate each other the most, Lexi and Matt, right? So Lexi says, oh, he's a poke the bear person, and he just can't let go. I mean, he thinks we're mad at him, but we're just trying to blow off some steam by abusing him at dinner. Okay, we just need new people to hate. When there's new charter guests, we'll leave him alone.
You know, I don't really like to talk about the fact that I won a beauty pageant, but like basically he doesn't realize that this is essentially a beauty pageant and we're just letting off steam. That's all, because beauty pageants.
So she's Katie's like, I can't do this right now. I really can't. Right? I really hate the hierarchy on boats. I respect it, but I don't like people that take the hierarchy and like take the piss out of it. So wait, you hate the hierarchy, but you also don't like people mocking the hierarchy?
I wasn't really sure what she was getting at that point, but all I know is that it just felt vaguely hypocritical. Like whatever she's saying will be clocked at some point later in the season when she gets super
hierarchical. Yeah, a lot of contradictions. Hierarchical.
Is that hierarchical? Someone throw a book in my face, please. So
stop being so hierarchical.
Yeah, Katie's like, I actually never wanted to become a chief stew because there's such a persona around being a chief stew, and everyone's like, oh, she's going to be a bitch, and she's going to be a bitch. And it's like, honestly, it gives me so much anxiety, but then I see a moth, and whenever I see a moth, I know I'm doing the right thing.
And David says, well, that's because so many chief stews are fucking bitches, you know, especially to nice guys who never get anything in this world. And Malia's just cracking up because it looks like there's going to be a whole pack of people here who are going to be more awful than her this year.
Yeah. And
hopefully take a little of that Twitter heat away. Malia, you're not English. Okay. Congratulations on banging an English guy, but cut it out, Dorit Kemsley. Stop with your Madonna.
Like, this entire episode was Malia walking up to things being like, are you quite done with that? Are you good? Are you having a good time? Would you like the hose? I'm like, why are you talking like this?
Yeah, British peen does not change your accent, so stop.
Yeah, so she's basically like, you know, you can be a good person and work in yachting. So
I've heard.
No one believes that. And then Courtney just turns to Z and goes, anyway, daddy, let's take a fucking ciggy break, shall we, daddy? So they all get up to leave without controversy. I feel like every Below Deck season, new season, is now basically wagging its finger in the previous franchise, because on regular Below Deck, it was all about how you can't go into the guest rooms no matter what. And then Below Deck Sailing Yacht was like, okay, you can go have sex in the guest rooms, but what you can't do is go on a cigarette break and leave everyone behind. And now this one, they're like, actually, you can go on a cigarette break, leave everyone behind, and later we're all going to party as a group in the master bedroom.
Yeah, different rules. So Malia's like, that guy is a little weird. Like, I don't know if he's going to murder us or what. And Lexi's like, he'll murder me first. So don't even worry about it. Don't stand in his dirt, okay? Whatever you do, do not stand in his dirt.
And Lexi's like, all the crayons in his box are dull as fuck, and he just doesn't get it. Like, all his light bulbs are dim.
Yeah. So outside, there's some twerking going on in the smoking section, and Courtney's just wasted. So she's like sitting on Z's lap and calling him daddy. Yeah. And Z's like, whoa, happy birthday, Z. It's like the luckiest kid in the world today.
Yeah. And she's going, wap, 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 wap. And then she goes, you can take the whales out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of whales. Which is not the way you say that phrase. Like, literally, like, the borders are closed to Courtney, guys. This is the big news. Like, she's become much less Welsh. She actually speaks with an American accent now, but unfortunately, she cannot be removed from the valleys.
Yeah. She says, that's my American accent. So back inside, Malia's like, so do you think that the guy's side of the table is like, whoa, these girls are old? And Katie says, well, I've been the cradle snatcher once. Only once, though.
Mm-hmm. And so then the people come, everyone comes back, and Lloyd starts saying how Katie was like really terrifying the first day, and he says how he was like really shy and nervous around her. Then he says, would you like to be part of that, of the let loose, get loose deckhand TikTok, or the let loose, get goose, whatever it is? The point is this is a launching pad for another Lloyd story where he's like, so, one of my nicknames is Goose because of my dancing. Because even though I did take professional ballroom dancing, turns out I don't actually know how to do any kind of dancing. So I dance like a goose, and that's my thing. I even have a goose tattoo, and I actually went to the Royal Academy of Goose Tattooery to get it. And they kicked me out and threw books at my head until I went and drew it with a crayon and found someone to just follow the outline. The point is this, I had books thrown at my head.
Like, were all the guys on this season cast from a Grand Theft Auto online chat session? Like, where did they get these guys? And why did they all have the maturity of, like, 14-year-olds
talking to each other
while they play video games online? Why?
There is that. Well, unfortunately, I think that maturity of guys talking to each other playing video games online is, like, that's just kind of, like, that's just where men seem to just kind of, like, top off. Like, that's just where it's, I mean, look at, like, you know, PK and Mauricio chatting. It's really not that different, you know?
Yeah, but these guys are like all boogery and like, ooh, girls, there's a girl coming. I might have a crush on that girl, mommy. It's just odd. And then this guy, this Larry Lloyd, is trying to do the Colin rapping thing. He's like, this is my thing. I dance and I rap. Blah, 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 blah. And he starts doing some kind of weird auctioneer rapping.
Yeah. It's like I couldn't tell if it was some weird dance hall thing, or it was a weird like dance hall / cattle auction. And he's like, goose is loose, goose is loose, goose is loose, goose is loose.
Let's go, daddy.
By the way, the balls that we have to sit here and say, like, oh my god, these guys on this are like, they're just like little like 14-year-old boys like snickering. Meanwhile, we've spent the past like 5 years and the fucking men on this show are such fucking like rapist assholes. And now we finally have some like guys who are like, ooh, girls, and we're like, gosh darn their innocent approach to sexuality.
Well, can't there be an in-between? Like, does it need to go so far to the left, you know?
No.
Everyone's going to go have a party in the master cabin. That's how American girls would say it.
You can so, take the master cabin out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of the master cabin.
So they separate into boys and girls vans, and Matt, who's just creepier by the day, is like, I'm gonna be real disappointed if you don't fuck Courtney.
Be quiet, Gargamel. It's like a pervy Gargamel. So then, yes, they finally...
I mean, Gargamel was pervy.
Gargamel was kind of... Gargamel... I feel like Gargamel needed an intervention from his family at some point that just never happened. Like, he's, like, obsessed with the Smurfs. Like, literally, like, meet someone. Get a friend. Like, why are you obsessed with Smurfs? Like, I know Azrael's cool and everything, but, like, I don't know. Go to the movies.
Well, that guy was very loud and proud with his fetish. That's for damn sure.
He was.
So then we go to Courtney twerking on the stairs. Now, Courtney, we get a story from Courtney about, I taught myself to twerk on YouTube. I would honestly be in my room at 16 twerking in my pajamas. It was something I wanted to be able to do because it's cool. Get a refund. I know YouTube is free, but if you're paying premium or anything, girl, you look like you're just itching your tailbone on a countertop.
You can see how many commercial breaks were, how many ads were in that YouTube tutorial just by the quality of her twerk. It's like, all right, now this is the really important part, okay? This is part of my tutorial of how to teach white British girls how to twerk, okay? This is the really important part. Oh, hold on. Commercial from GMC.
Oh, daddy. Yeah.
Hold on. Commercial for a cat and a cat post, rubbing his butt up against a cat post, because that's how you twerk.
I know. She got it. She got all her tutorials. She didn't realize the tutorial was on an ad break. She's like,
she look, just bends my over and
can
squats.
Do your taxes.
I learned how to twerk, and I also got a free 6 months to QuickBooks.
Not only can I twerk, I also know how to turn on StreamYard with my butt.
So she's giving Z lap dances, and then Matt and Lloyd bring in a cake for Z, and David is feeding Malia cake sexily. He's like, yeah. Ooh, look at that. Nice girls feed cake sexily.
Z is so happy because it's cheesecake. And so he's like, cheesecake! Which was, I don't know, for some reason it's so random to me. I love cheesecake as much as the next guy. And I won't go any further on that, Ronnie, because I know you're fasting right now. But I just also feel like I just don't see Broey Deckhands being like, you know, I want for my birthday, cheesecake. I just feel like it's just, I don't know, it just feels not Deckhand-like.
So then we get David's love story. He's like, Malia's amazing. Obviously, she's my boss. And the negative is you go for it and she's not into it. And then you're left with this awkward, you bitch, I was nice to you. How can nice guys never win? But if you don't go for it, you'll never know.
But you know what? You know what a nice guy likes? Never knowing the danger he could have gotten into because he didn't get into it because he's a nice guy. I think I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stay here, eat the cheesecake.
So Lloyd starts twerking on the guys while Lexi tries to go to her room saying to herself, because she's, you know, a big talker to self, and she's like, I'm not drunk at all. And then she's lying down on the hallway floor. So now she starts calling her mom over and over again, but her mom won't answer.
Yeah, because her mom was like, oh, so God, she just keeps again.
So she dials over and over and over again going, come on, answer, mom, answer.
And then meanwhile, Z and Courtney wind up making out. I'm like, I thought this was, the way I saw this arc going was an entire season of Z just sort of being really sweet and nice to Courtney. And then the producers forcing him to ask her out on a date. And then we sit through a boring date episode. And then like, there's no chemistry, but we had to sit through it anyway. Cause we knew nothing would ever really happen because he looks like he's 12, you know, but then boom. They're kissing. And I was like, wait, this is happening? Z, this storyline has progressed at this point already. I was surprised.
Yeah, goes in for that kiss. So they're making out and Lexi's stumbling to bed. And what else? Okay, so finally Lexi gets a hold of her mom and she's like, Mom, I've been drinking too much, but it is what it is. And her mom's like, Lexi, put down the alcohol. She's like, but I barely had anything. I barely even drink. I'm not even drinking. Whatever.
Yeah.
And she hangs up with her mom. Yeah, that's not the person to be calling when you're shit-faced. Then Malia comes in and Lexi tells her, yeah, my mom's old school Christian. Like, drink and you're going to hell. Do anything and you're going to hell. So stop calling her. It's like Lexi is just a stander in dirt piles. That's what she is.
She kind of is.
She just wants to come in and eat your lamb lollipops.
And Mom. Then complain about the treatment that she got. So then so then Lexi tells Malia that her dad died just like 3 months ago. So Malia's like, are you okay? She goes, I'm fine. I'm really sorry about your dad. It's very sudden. You don't have to be okay. She's like, I'm okay. She's like, well, he's watching you. He's your biggest fan. I'm okay. He's watching. He loves you. Lexi's like, you know that Lexi's thinking, you don't know me. So like, this is nice what you're doing, but please stop. Please stop.
Yeah, and Mia's like, please stop hating me, internet. Please, please. Look at the comfort I'm giving someone.
I'm giving her some comfort on her bed through a comforter. That's why it's called a comforter.
Malia's redemption. Try harder, lady. So waking up time, everybody's hungover, of course, and Matt feels like a big bag of dicks. Yeah. And Z passes Courtney, and he's like, how are you? And she's like, oh, how are you? So we don't know what's going on with them this morning. Do they even remember they kiss?
Oh. And then Malia is like talking to the deck crew and telling them to like pay attention to windows. To windows. And David's like, I want to seem helpful, but not overly helpful, because like, I don't want to be the nice guy who's like, can I help you with that, please? Because I want to be a little bit of edgy guy who's like, maybe I'll help you. But you know what, though, at the end of the day, I really love helping out. So I don't know what sort of helpness I'm going to do, but I'm going to be like, kind of helpful, but not helpful, but like mostly very helpful. I'll probably do it all.
Well, hey, David, you did a real good rinse today. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so in love. So then Courtney is talking to the girls and she's like, oh, come on, I wasn't that drunk last night. I remember it all. And they're like, you kissed Z. She's like, I did not.
And the and then she says to then she's talking to the producer and she's like, we kissed last night. No, we didn't. And the producer goes, more than once. Oh my God. Daddy.
No recollection. Yep. Okay. I'll go with that. So Malia's like, so are you now in love, Z? Like, did that push you over the edge? And he's like, love at first sight. No, love at first night.
It's hard to feel love when you're so nervous about a heaving line. Oh, like Z, it's 2 days away. Don't worry.
And Malia's like, be careful with those boat romances. They're really dangerous. You can catch an accent.
More dangerous than a heaving line. So then now it's more cleaning and the preference sheet meeting. And we have a return charter guest. That's Roy Orbison Jr. And Matt's like, oh my God, I love his dad. I'm a big fan. So, Roy's gonna be there with his friends from Sweden. Cause I think that, does he live in Sweden or something? There was some sort of Swedish connection last time. And Katie goes, are they hectic? Do they like espresso martinis? And Malia's like, no, they're super chill. She's like, oh good. Nothing to worry about here.
Just please tell me that they don't take the piss out of the hierarchy, right?
Because they're like moths.
Every time I see a moth, I know.
Well, who was the moth supposed to be? Her grandfather? Or?
Yeah, I think it was her grandpa.
Yeah.
Her grandpa who always had holes in his coats. So then we get to cleaning. Katie's calling Norma for some musicians tonight. And then with provisions, and Captain Sandy's like, look at me. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep.
Bringing up some carrots.
And Matt's telling Lexi to put some stuff downstairs. And she goes, well, you need to be outside so you can tell us where things go. And he goes, stop it. I'm the boss of the way food gets put away. I'm the boss of the way food gets...
You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of where stuff's going to be put away, all right? She's like, well, you need to be outside to tell us. He goes, God, you're so argumentative about nothing. Of nothing.
And she's like, yeah, I have a list about things that bother me, and he is at the top of the list, and he'll cause me to strangle him. I swear to God, I'll be in a European jail, and I'm going to strangle him.
And at this point, we're thinking, oh, you know, she keeps like a little mental list of whatever bothers her to, you know, keep that negativity fueled throughout the day so you can get through work. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's way crazier.
Yeah.
It gets way crazier than that. So then, guys, this is a super wacky episode. Don't worry, because it looks like things get crazy. But this is the episode where I'm actually writing things down like, Z steps on Malia's hose. Hilarious. Yeah.
And she goes, did you step on the hose? She literally asks it like that. Like, just so British. So then Courtney says that she's going to make herself look nice because no one's going to fall in love with her if she doesn't look nice. And she says this like in the crew mess in front of the boys. And then she sort of walks away. And then David goes, too late, he said. To Z, and then Lloyd starts impersonating Z, going, I like you just the way you are. The point is this, it's hard to kind of recap someone else's jokey banter, but I found it to be actually very funny. I was like giggling.
Yeah, the guys are like, girls!
I like girls. You just the way you are. I just like them pretending to be Z. I'm like laughing just thinking about it. I feel like I'm like now part of like the crew. Oh, God, TV.
So everybody gets dressed in their whites, and Katie's like, so Courtney, you're going to be on meds, Lexi, I'll have you on lunch, and then the rest of the trip, I'll have you early, I'll be late, no one take the piss out of the hierarchy, all right? That's top of everybody's list today. And Lexi's getting pissy because she's glad Courtney's getting experience, but typically, third stew is laundry bitch. So
age-old below deck hierarchy drama. There's always that stew. Always that drama about like when stews get put on laundry, they get very angry. They get very, I mean, understandably. I personally wouldn't want to interact with some of these guests. I'd be happy to be down there just folding shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to empathize on this show.
You try not to. Try not to stand in their shoes. I don't know. I mean, like, yeah. It's like you could either
I prefer a richer show. Like when there's rich people, then I try and empathize, you know, but on Below Deck, I'm like, do not empathize. Because then I'll be sitting there like, how would I feel about this if I were actually soaking the shirt before I washed it? And it stresses me out.
I just, I think I just would rather be downstairs away from people like Therese and Roy Orbison Jr., you know, than actively interacting with them.
Now, Roy Orbison Jr. is one of those people without nepotism. I mean, this guy would be like chasing your car down the road with like a broken windshield wiper.
Yeah. He's like, it's like he saw a Bobcat Goldthwait video in 1989 and said, you know what? That's going to be my aesthetic for the rest of my life.
Yes. And I don't even mean nepotism. I guess I mean inheritance rather than nepotism. Because yeah, it's not like he went into another job. Yeah, not nepotism. Inheritance.
Nepotism's working at the moment.
No offense. I take back my nepotism.
No, but I know what you're saying. It's like, this is someone who's benefited from, I guess, as most of us would, from a nice hefty inheritance.
Yeah, but yeah, his goal is definitely Bobcat. That's funny. So they're welcomed back, and the kid runs up to hug Sandy, and Sandy's like, don't forget to declare your drugs, you little fuck. I'll find you. Right? I'll find you, Gale Wind.
So, yeah, there's like all sorts of happiness. Roy Orbison III, the little kid is very excited. I'm excited for the kid. I'm also so glad I was not on that boat because, you know, I don't deal well with like toddler or under seven energy. And those kids were just so way too excited for what my sensibilities would have been because everything they were like, horn, staircase. Couch! I would have been like, I'm getting off here at the boat right now. I quit. I can't do this.
Yeah, I love the kids. It's the skeezy alcoholics. I would rather hang out with the kids. You know, Roy Orbison Jr. is the worst. He's like, hey, I'll take that champagne. And this after a provision meeting or a whatever meeting. What's it called? What's wrong with me? Where they're talking about what the guests want. Yeah, a pref sheet meeting where they're like, we need lots of non-alcoholic drinks because there are a lot of sober people and they want to enjoy their time too. And so the first thing he does, he's like, give me that.
Yeah, I think that like maybe he wasn't happy with his appearance last season. So he wants to kind of be more outrageous this time around because he was definitely just like going right for it. He was just full on, you know, Orbisoning it up. So, so everyone, the whole boat tour is going on and Matt's cooking and we passed by Dushka's boat, which was so nice. I was like, I waved to Dushka. I was like, hi, Dushka. Hope you're not burning a shoe on the stove right now. And, then
Dushka
will help the charter. And then Courtney's building
tour, undocking. And Z's standing behind, or Z's doing the rope, one of the ropes. And he's like, can I release this? She's like, definitely not. No. So free the lines. And Z's in his hole. I do feel like a bit of a burden if I don't ask. But if I don't ask, I'll never get there. And she's very understanding of that. So Malia's doing her teaching thing. And then the kids are going like, the party starts now! Yeah!
Yeah, the kids were super amped, as they should be, because they're kids on a boat. And then Lloyd is talking about flirting on the job. And he's like, you know, I used to be sponsored to play tennis when I was younger, and I played every single day, no weekends, played the tennis courts, played the training courts in Wimbledon, and then I gave it all up because I wanted to be a kid for a bit. But of course, when I gave it all up, all they did was throw books in my head. God, Martina Navratilova, difficult person to work with. Very difficult.
Stop giving me Larry energy. I don't know how to do a Martina Navratilova. She's like, do better, Larry.
Maybe that's how she talks, like when we're like off camera. Like on camera, she's like, well, you know, I did the best that I could. But then off camera, she's like,
You're Larry, Lloyd.
So then Courtney horrifies anybody who's ever hired a nanny. I mean, Courtney is like every new mother's worst nightmare. It's like, no, you guys get some help. You need a nanny. Reach out. You're not a bad mother if you ask for help. They know what they're doing. They're trained in this. And then you see Courtney trying to put together a like flop out crib.
A very simple, like intuitive unfolding crib. It's like, has she even opened a box before? Does she understand the concept of boxes? She was just totally flummoxed by it. So she's like, could someone help me, please? So then Z comes and helps her. And she goes, oh my God, you're like a real life dada. So,
can we stop naming human beings dog names? Like, seriously, I've had enough with this. Okay. There's a lady on this boat named Diva. Just stop.
There is. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it sounds like a puppy name. It's like my little puppy, Diva.
Well, I just maybe she's Swedish, and maybe Diva in Swedish is like Deborah, you know?
Oh, okay. Then I love it.
Like her name, she's really a Deborah.
Then maybe we need to stop naming dogs. Then maybe we need to stop naming dogs Diva.
Maybe we need to start naming dogs Deborah. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, has there ever been a dog named Deborah?
I don't think so, but I'm naming my dog Deborah, that is for sure. Deborah, even if it's a man dog, I'll be like, Deborah. Just so I could be like, Deborah, get over here.
Yeah.
Deborah, sit.
You're always getting social security called on, or social services called on you. It's like, Deborah, if you don't drop that right now, you're getting a spanking. Oh my God.
Well, bad news, horrible. Deborah peed inside again.
She's like a new cast member on Real Housewives of New York.
Well, you know that I would be like I'd be so awful at the dog park. I'd be like, oh, what's the name of your dog? Cookie? Oh, this is Deborah. Just say it like in a really judgy way. Like, yes, my dog is sophisticated. Her name is Deborah.
Yeah. This is my dog, Estelle. Right. So Diva is a family friend, and Roy's just drinking. Every time they cut to Roy, he's just pounding down a drink. And Lloyd goes up to Captain Sandy, because Lloyd is a viewer of this show and knows how to move right on up those ranks. He's like, hello, do you mind if I stand up here? I'm very determined, very, very determined. All I want is to learn from a mentor. And she's like, you know what I love? Mentoring. God, you're now the captain of this ship.
Okay, we've got a new captain, everybody.
Hey, so I hear you might know Martina Navratilova. I hear she's single these days. I might know someone who'd be interested in her. You got the hookup for me, Larry Lloyd, huh?
Larry Lloyd. So let's see. The 26 meters, 4 shackles. Shackle anchor tomato.
Okay.
So bow, stern, starboard, 6 meter, 4 shackle. Mm-hmm. All right.
So Matt is slicing tomatoes and he's really excited for the charter. I mean, God, you know, I can make up for my rocky start, and you know, their style of eating is my style of my style of cooking, you know, and I love when their kids are bored. It's so much fun energy. I just love kids.
Shut up. Yeah, people who act this positive are always a disaster every single time.
Yeah.
So Courtney delivers a bib lettuce salad and carbonara pasta, and Katie loves kids, but you know, she doesn't really like them on a yacht. She has to clean up after them. And then it's toy time. And then Malia. Hey guys, do you think Malia's gotten more hip since the last season? Let's find out. Hey, Malia, everything looking good down there? She's like, let's make this platform look Gucci.
Wow, she is hip. And then, you know, Sandy says that Matt has really wrapped his head around his job now. And hey, Matt, just so you know, the kids loved the food, okay? You did your food, and the kids loved it. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just, like, riding high now, you know? I'm in a great mood. Nothing could go wrong. I'm going to sing a song about the shallots I got to slice. What could possibly go wrong right now? Nothing could go wrong. And meanwhile, a pot has fully exploded into flames behind him as he's just singing a song at his cutting board.
Yeah. You know what I love? Kids, positivity, light, healthy food. God, I'm in such a great mood. Nothing can go wrong. The helicopter starts landing from Les Mis to, like, save people.
The helicopter from Les Mis.
The helicopter from Miss Saigon.
It was the first draft that didn't quite work. Like, no, we love the idea that they're fighting for the French Revolution, but we think the helicopter just feels a little out of place. Maybe save that for a different musical.
Save that for Nepotism Saigon. We'll clear that later.
Nepotism
we'll clear
Saigon.
That title up later.
Yeah, I like that. So Matt's like, you know what? You know, the 0 and the 9 of the dial are right next to each other, and I didn't realize, and I put the dial on 9. I thought it was on 0, and it could have been way worse. But you know what? The bad part is, oh my God, my knee is hurting again because fire and anxiety. Anyway, the point. Disregard.
I'm just chilling, watching you like a movie.
I'm like, I can't find any humor in it.
It's been wrung dry.
I've been wrung dry.
Okay, so what's his bones is up there. He's like, God, I've had a beer in my hand every second. You know what I want now? Moscow Mule and a beer. How about that? I'm a party guy. You know what I want? Moscow Mule, triple Red Bull and vodka, beer and a wine. And a beer mule. Shut up. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
So then Courtney's excited because she actually gets to do service today. So she's like, it's so nice of Katie to let me do this. My biggest fear is dropping things. When I was 16, I poured boiling water in a cafe onto a customer's lap. It was pretty bad.
I hope
this lot happened at 16.
Did she mention this when she got her job as a nanny?
One time I couldn't figure out how to open a build a crib, so I just poured hot water all over it. Turns out it wasn't a crib, it was just a newspaper on top of a baby. Oh no.
Well, 16 is also when she learned how to twerk on YouTube. Yeah. And then she probably went to work, you know, like, you know, when you're like marking it, you're like doing it in your head, doing the dance in your head, and spilled hot water onto somebody. 16 was a rough year for this poor girl.
Yeah. Listen, the lesson learned is don't pour hot water while you're trying to twerk on your nanny job. Don't do any of those things together.
And then the lady, I think Diva, is like, can I have some boiling water? She's like,
the trauma revisited. Yeah, everyone just has these crazy, wacky stories. So now,
I think they're just really trying to milk whatever they can out of these people. Because so far, these people look like, why have you cast any of these people? Now, next week, we see why. I think we're going to see why next week, according to the previews. But for now, it's like, I think the producers are probably like, what are we doing? Okay, any stories to share? Tell us about what it was like when you were 16, okay? We'll take all those stories and string them together for 4 episodes.
David, I mean, you're a deckhand, so that means you must be naturally kind of, you know, an awful man. So tell us one of your awful man stories. Well, one time when I was 16, I bought a hula hoop and I was like, I'm going to hula hoop until this girl who I like sees me doing it. And she never did. But I hula hooped anyway because my mom loved it. Mom loved it so much. God, I'm an awful person, aren't I?
So the captain's like, the wind is going to start howling. If it gets any more of a character, I'm going to have to name what kind it is. All right, we're going to have to take care of this right now. So she talks with Malia and Katie in the bridge about, you know, adjusting for the wind. They're going to have to dock early, dock at night tonight.
Yeah.
So then they're talking about the musicians that they're going to get and docking. And she's like, Malia, we're not going to make the dock if we don't make the dock. We got to get to the dock. Get to the dock.
You know, it's like that saying, wherever you are, that's where you are. It's like, wherever you dock, that's where you docked. So if you don't get it to the dock, that's not wherever you docked. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
If you don't get to the dock, you're not going to get to the dock. Okay.
And then in a visual metaphor, that probably explains the experience of many people who are the children of icons. Roy goes down the slide, but can't even get all the way off the slide. He just sort of stops short before greatness in the water.
Yeah. So Lloyd tells us, Roy seems like a good dad. My dad's my best mate. He's got good moves, better than mine. I've got videos of it. He punches the air when he dances. We're peas in a pod, me and my dad.
I mean, I think that's fairly standard for most dads. It's like, wait, your dad has crazy dance moves? I can't believe that. So now the guests are on jet skis, and Courtney's doing some yoga in her room, and Lexi's doing dishes, and Matt's feeling happy that the guests are happy. And there's like a lot of happiness, you know? And he says, you know, it's always good when the first meal goes well. And Lexi says, I mean, you're the boss of the galley. Remember when you said that? You're the boss of the galley. Going on my list.
Yeah. So then a couple of the ladies want to go with the nanny on jet skis, so they just hand over the baby to Malia. They're like, we'll be back. Have fun with that. She's like, thanks for your child.
Well, we always trust British healthcare or childcare. Healthcare and childcare, honestly, both of them. Yeah, here's the baby.
So Captain Crew Mez, they're eating their staff meal, and the captain's like, wow, Tom, this soup is yum. Yum, Tom, yum. Whoa. Sorry. The soup is Tom Yum.
Yes.
I was thinking of the last
I was like,
chef.
Are you setting up a strange joke where she gets the soup and Matt confused? Which is
no,
also,
I still have Tom.
If anyone looks like Tom Yum soup, it might be Matt. Like, he's like the male
Tom
personification of Tom Yum soup.
Your food is for the crew is beyond yum, Matt, not Tom.
Matt, they should call this Matt Yum soup. Okay. You know, it's funny because I used to be a competitive Tom Yum soup maker. Okay, quiet, Lloyd.
You're so kind for liking my soup, Captain. It's just been the great day ever. I'm just so excited you like my soup. She's like, yeah, and I'm happy your knee's okay. God, my knee, everything's just going so great. Nothing's gonna bring me down.
So they're going to go to port. The kids are going to eat at 6. And Roy Orbison Jr. is still getting drunk. And Malia is telling the deckhands that there's going to be a nighttime docking. That's right, everyone. Nighttime docking. Z is like already passed out. Like, no, the heaving line, but in the dark. How am I going to do it? No.
So then we get all this confusion about singers and where they're going to be, or musicians. Yeah. So Lexi's like, what time is dinner, Katie? And she's like, it's coming up. Well, where are the musicians going to perform? Well, they're not going to be on the boat. That's the whole reason that we have them on another boat, because they're going to be performing on the other boat. Right? She's like, but where and what time? I do not like things when things are not planned. Ah!
Yeah, well, so she basically, because Katie's telling Lexi to set up a table for this performance. And Lexi's like, oh, yeah. No, yeah, I'll just set up a table. It'll be really easy. No, I totally got it, right? And in the meantime, Courtney's going to be on, like, service. And so Lexi is still feeling bitter about that because she feels like the time to train someone is not during a charter. It's, like, just other times. So she's really pissed about that. And then meanwhile, Matt's making a pizza for the kids. And he's, like, talking about how he just loves kids' food. And he ordered food off the kids menu last time he stayed at a resort. And but
he's doing that thing where he just puts all of his words together to be as cutesy and happy as possible. He's so creepy, this guy. He's like, oh my god, it's so fun cooking for kids. I ordered off a kid's menu last time I stayed in a resort. I thrive under pressure. Love it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm like, he's about to lose it. You could just tell.
Yeah.
His manic happiness is at an all-time high.
Also, you literally do not thrive under pressure. Do you remember the first episode? You physically crumbled under pressure. Okay.
Yeah.
So then.
Well, what's he going to say? I Uber under pressure. <It's> like, I call car delivery services when I'm under pressure.
So then we hear Malia saying, did you find me on Insta? I'm like, why is she speaking so British all of a sudden?
And Lori's like, the scuba girl. I've got a story about scubing. She's like, that's me, the scuba girl. So Lloyd tells us, you know, on a previous boat, it wasn't very friendly or supportive. So coming into this environment is eye-opening. What did they ask you to stop? TikToking with your dad over duet in the middle of the ocean or what?
Was it some weird like prison boat? Was he like a guard on, you know, he was like a guard on a prison barge or something like that. Like something that was off of Face Off. So,
I think they were like, could you please stop your sad auctioneer rapping and it was, bring in the lime?
It was Martina Navratilova's private sailboat.
You're kidding me, Larry! You're kidding me!
Less dancing, more serving. No, not the food. I mean tennis serves. Hit the fish! Hit the fish!
So, then we see the pizza. So, Matt, by the way... This really annoyed me. This is such a small thing, but you know me. I get like fixated on small ass things. Did you notice that pale ass pizza that Matt made for the kid? It was like, did he even cook that thing? It was like it was white. Like the pizza crust was white.
I was waiting for the kid to not like it because they were really making a big deal out of pizza. The kid's like, I love pizza. And it's like, I love making pizza for kids. The pizza's ready. Am I going to get the pizza? It's like this whole big epic pizza scene. And then the music kind of stops when the kid eats the pizza. And you're waiting for the kid to be like, this sucks. But he just keeps eating it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, thanks for the end, I guess. I guess that was the end of that. I was really looking for more show.
I thought I was expecting the same, and especially because the pizza looked like objectively terrible. But so then we see Malia. She's like, she goes into her room and Lexi's in there. And Lexi has a list and Malia sees it. And it's a burn list.
Are there human names on there? That's what Malia says. There's human names on there.
No, can I see it?
Am I on there? Yeah. And she's like, well, an idle mind is dangerous, so let's see the people who wronged me. You know, when you win pageants, you have the evilest people around you. So they start going over this list. Malia's just reading it like, oh my god, it's long. They show the list and it's crazy. It's like she's just scrambles basically everybody she's ever met in there.
Yeah. It's a real great healthy outlook for life. I'm sure it's going to serve Lexi very well. Just keeping constant reminders of the people who have done you wrong.
And she's written, they're going to see my success one day and I wish they were nice to me.
Okay.
Yikes.
So now the deck crew is cleaning and talking about girls and David. Why does David say, I ain't going to tell them?
Because they're saying, do you have someone that you like, David? And he's like, I'm not telling them. And Z's like, well, what did we learn in sexual harassment class? That supervisors are behind you. And Malia's standing there behind them.
It was a full sitcom moment.
Yeah. And so
Malia,
they all start cracking
like
up.
Lawrence at that moment. Like, boys, get back to work.
So they're all cracking up, and Z says, we were talking about who we like down here. And they all start giggling, so she just walks off, and she's like, nerds.
And then we get, like, a moment of contrast of perspectives on life or view outlooks. We see David and Lloyd. They unfold a very standard card table. Like, it's literally, you know, four legs, that white crease in the middle. You know, you could get it at Target. Like, the most standard four-legged table. And Lloyd goes... what a nice table. It's like, as if it like had just rolled off, you know, the Crate and Barrel truck or something like that. It's like, what a nice table. And then it cuts to Lexi going downstairs going, life is so unfair. And I'm like, well, this is a good point and counterpoint. This guy who finds beauty in the very standard, unamazing table, and then Lexi having to go downstairs and just complaining about who knows what.
Lexi's just pulling out her piece of paper, writing down, table. No, fuck that table. Fuck it
bridge
up.
Bridge table. Fucking bridge table. Yeah. This bridge table will see me when I'm successful one day.
So she's all mad, and she's setting up a table in the swim deck, the swim dock area for musicians. And Katie's like, they're not allowed on the boat, so they have to stay on the stern, right? And she's like, that's why I'm asking you. I'm not Miss Cleo here, okay? Okay? Yeah. By the way, that bitch is in my burn book, too. Do you know how, that she charges by the minute? Who gets paid $20 a minute?
So, yeah, she keeps asking Katie, like, when should they come on? And Katie's like, they're not supposed to come on. Please don't take the piss out of the hierarchy now, right now, please. So, the musicians are just sitting there on a boat that's, like, next to their boat, just waiting. And Lexi's setting a table, and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Should I invite the dancers on now? Should I invite them? Hey, Katie, should I invite them on now? Now is now the good time?
They're not supposed to be on the boat. That's the point. And she's like, you know what? I really don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. And I do not like that. So she's like, all right, just play. So they play. And they're wearing masks, but you know Dushka's one of them. You know, that Dushka's like an extra in every scene now.
She is 100%. She's like Zelig. She's just quietly there. I like that.
And this music is very like Croatian mariachi. it's like the meatball song in Croatia. So it's like glad they brought you guys over.
What's the meatball song? Is it like the ketchup song? You know the ketchup song?
Damn it, I can't think of the tune. No, what's the ketchup song?
The ketchup song is like, I said, hey. Ha, hey, I said a hey, ha, hey.
That would take very quick fingers in mariachi.
I feel like the ketchup song would be perfect for mariachi. It's a great song.
So Lexi's listening to it. And she's like, wow, they're really starting to sound lit now.
Dushka's like, thank you.
Yeah. So, Dushka! They're like, thank you very much.
Who is that one lute player who seems to be a little off key? Oh, it's me. I don't even know how to play, but I'm here.
I would like to play you my very famous song, Salad.
Salad. Salad. Yeah, so they're just playing.
Meat.
Matt's cooking some more, and he's talking about how he never had formal training, but his clients have been in the best restaurants in the world. And so he's never confident that his food is at the standard that it needs to be. I'm like, great. That's exactly what I look for in a chef. Someone who's not confident about their not formal training.
So Lexi's like, we have no plates, but he says he's picking up the plates. And David passes her and he's like, what? She's like, I'm talking to myself. Sorry. So embarrassing. God, David always smells so good.
Yeah. And then, like, was it right here or was like a moment late? I don't know when it was, but there was someone else who was like, oh, David smells so good. She's like, ah, that's what I think too. I can't believe we're doing a podcast where we're talking about someone smelling good. So Z and Courtney are making small talk while they iron. Also, I can't believe we're reporting on people making small talk while ironing. And Roy's getting wasted. And oh yeah, here's where the nanny says that David smells really good. And now Roy has a tambourine, which just sort of makes it just all the more annoying, because it's one thing to be just like wasted and annoying, but to be wasted with a tambourine, it's like, ugh, you just accessorize your annoyingness. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. So Katie's calling Courtney to come up for dinner, and she's talking about how she's always rotated on every boat she's worked at, and that's just it. You know, she likes doing laundry and service, but she hates housekeeping, but that's part of her department. And if you have a problem with one of those jobs, then don't be a fucking yachty.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of, I just feel like that seems logical, right? Like, it just, that's the job. You're either going to be doing service or laundry. So I don't understand why there's always so much complaining. But I'm not a yachty.
Well,
so
I think because some boats, they're like, third stew does the cleaning. So then you're a third stew and you're doing laundry and you're like, oh my God, when I'm second stew, I'm not going to have to be down That's here true. All day. And then you get on a new boat and you're like, yes, I'm second stew. And they're like, go do laundry.
That's true.
It's like, you keep moving the goalposts. How am I supposed to win here? Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Can I just
see
be
that.
The person who tells the Roomba to do something? Okay. When do I get to that? When do I get that many stripes?
You make a compelling case, Ronnie. Like, I feel, I'm like, I'm fully convinced. I believe it now. Like, if you start off and all you're doing is laundry, the last thing you want to do is more laundry. I get that.
Yeah. It's like you earned your right to get out of there.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to house cleaning court with Judge Rondell.
But if you're okay, always so rotating from the beginning, if you're on a boat where you're always rotating and so you're doing some laundry and some service, then it wouldn't be an issue, I feel like.
Well, you're asking for uniform rules, and I suggest you call the greatest housewife to ever appear on Below Deck, Mary Time Law, okay? Yeah. See if we can get that in the books.
Mary Time Law's her manual for uniform rules of rotating laundry and service. Available this fall.
I want double vodka Red Bull, double champagne, triple scotch on the rocks.
So calm down, Nicolas Cage. Like, do you need to die within a week? Like, what's your goal here?
Yeah, he was like ordering like multiple drinks all at the same time, and all the other guests are just like scowling at him. They're just like embarrassed. They're grossed out. They are just like, this is what we get. This is what we get because we thought it'd be cool to hang out with Roy Orbison's son. And now this is what we get for it. We have to watch a drunk man who has the same hairstyle as Bobcat Goldthwait with a tambourine. And we have to pretend like we enjoy this. No, we do not enjoy this anymore.
Yeah, we don't need Bob Goldthwait's head on Ron Jeremy's body with the tambourine getting more drinks. Okay.
Although one can make an argument that like Ron Jeremy sort of has already the Bob Goldthwait hair. Like he sort of is already doing it.
Yeah, true. So Roy's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to swim in the ocean soon, too. I swim in the ocean. And his wife's just like, good luck. Please. All I've been wanting for you to do for years is to just jump in the fucking ocean when you're wasted. Please, go right ahead.
But she knows it'll never happen. She's like, look, if he couldn't even get into the ocean when he went down a fucking slide, he's just never getting in there. Like, even gravity worked against this.
Yeah, the ocean is rejecting him.
Yeah. King Triton is somewhere being like, no, 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 no,
no,
no.
No, you people have littered enough.
There's a force field around your boat. You don't realize this.
So, let's see. Courtney's like, do you want me to be standby in the galley? And Katie's like, yeah, I'll be right up. And Lexi hears, and she's like, sorry, Courtney. You're the third stew, hon. Sorry.
Yeah. And Roy is just slurring, and they're doing that thing where they transliterate his slurring into, like, and his wife is just so pissed. She just has, like, she really, like, Swedish people can glare so well. I mean, Swedish people look like they're all kind of like angry at Deborah the dog. Like, Deborah, you get back here. No treats for you. Like, she has like angry at Deborah face right now.
Yeah. He's like, you want me to drink some non-alcoholic? Except a gal drink something. Give me my triple.
And they want him dead.
Yeah.
So then we go to Roy, still threatening to go in the water.
Just Roy, tambourine, drinks.
Happy I know. Dance, well, happy I had dance. A line. I had a line like we were going to a new scene, but it's still Roy. It's a new scene of Roy threatening to go in the water.
Yeah. Well, they're starting to approach the dock. So now Z is getting really nervous. He's like, the heaving line. I don't want to mess up the heaving line. The last thing I want to do is my brothers, I have to tell my brothers about the heaving line. It's like, he's just going through his own drama over there in the corner. And Courtney is, so Matt is happy because Courtney's on service. So it's not Lexi. So he's saying, it's a refreshing change. And more Roy. Just more, Roy goes to the bathroom.
Courtney brings the best vibes. God, I love having really good vibes when I'm such a great place. So Roy's like, I gotta piss. So he leaves, and all the guests are talking about what an annoying fuck he is. And then he comes back, and the guests still hate him. And then we find out from the guy, the other guy guest, who goes to the bathroom. He's like, I think we need clean up in the bathroom. It looks like he peed everywhere except the actual toilet.
And Katie's like, oh, I'll do it. And Courtney's like, no, I can do it. So Courtney has to go clean it up. And then we got to Roy saying, when was the last time you were tickled by a grown man? Which is like a disturbing question that no one should be asked.
Especially on this show. So then Malia, so they're trying to dock, and Malia's talking about how it's difficult coming in at night because, like, your confidence builds every time you go through it docking. Well, after it goes successfully, that is. So, and Roy is woohooing and jangling his stupid tambourine thing and threatening to jump. And then he's causing them to not know what's going on because he's hanging over the side of the boat going, hi, Malia.
Yeah, and Z is scared about the heaving line, and there's also the dolphins. Don't forget about the dolphins, which are not really dolphins. They're just like giant cement things in the way, you know, sort of like, I call them shipwreck makers. So they're all like, it's like, oh my God, dolphins.
God, do you hate dolphins too? I mean, what the hell? You hate children?
No, you hate dogs, and you hate dolphins. I don't hate dolphins. Ronnie, I said they're not actual dolphins. I like dolphins.
Oh.
I don't like things that are called dolphins that aren't dolphins at all.
I got very defensive. Yeah, I don't like those. I got very defensive for dolphins because I just saw this video on YouTube of this little girl at an aquarium, you know, and she was doing cartwheels in front of a dolphin. So the dolphin started doing cartwheels for her. And then you said, I don't like dolphins. And then I was like, how dare you? That dolphin made that girl's day.
No, I'm very pro dolphin. I'm very pro dolphin and pro whale. I love whales. I know that's a controversial take, but I love whales, guys.
But what about whales who have babies who get dogs? Go ahead.
Whales
take that one.
I'm okay with a baby whale. I'm okay with a baby whale. Well, also, isn't there a theory that dogs evolved from whales or vice versa? So basically, whales are just dogs.
Oh, how cute. I didn't know. I've never heard that.
I don't want to. Someone should probably fact check that. Also, January.
Well, I was really worried because we're about three lines away from the end of this recap, and God, really don't want it to end. So,
the point is this: the point is this. Courtney is twerking in Matt's dirt while cleaning up piss in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Yeah,
and there's dolphins.
You know, she's got like a wash rag on her butt, and she's just rubbing it up against the wall and calling it twerking.
And then so there's just like craziness, and then they're trying to serve this food. Meat goes at 6. If you ever went out, meat at 6. And Roy wants more champagne, another Fernet Blanca, and the wife is just like, go to bed now, Deborah. Deborah, go to bed.
Deborah, go to bed. And he is like still trying to jump, and they're trying to dock. And then the last shot we get is the rope is going around the roundy thing. The rope is releasing, and then it kind of skips over a little bit. And they put the sound effect that's like snap, like everything, which we saw that it didn't snap.
Yeah.
But we hear this huge snapping sound effect, like the boat's going to go down now.
and we hear Malia go, whoa, Z. So. Like,
and there you go.
What happened to Z? What happened to Deborah?
Z died. Z got swallowed by a dolphin.
Listen,
an evil dolphin.
He kissed Courtney, and now he's peaked. So
that's it.
They had to write him off.
Yeah, it's like any network drama, you know. Like the second the character smiles and is finally happy, they die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Poor Z. Well, he had a great run on this show, and turns out he should have been nervous about that heaving line because it's what ultimately did him in. Rest in peace.
Yep. Yeah. Rip Z. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us today on Below Deck Mediterranean. We sure love you. We will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.